This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Welcome back to Inside Track. Evan Bruce here. Our guest to the bottom of the hour is Tiffany Shedd, candidate for Congress in CD1. Tiffany is an inspiring candidate. I don't say that often. We've known one another for a while, but I heard her personal story she told recently, and I have to share with you, I was even more impressed with her after hearing about her path to where she is today. I think she's going to beat Tom O'Halloran in 17 days. Welcome, ma'am. I invite candidates and political leaders such as yourself to the show. Not as a trade to sell their political ads, because I don't care about making money from you guys. I want you to win. And friends, Tiffany can win, and I hope she represents AZ1 for a long time. You do have quite a story to tell, and before we get to a couple of points that I want to cover with you, can you relate how your dinner conversation with your husband led to your journey to Congress? Tiffany?
Hello, Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany. Where are you, Mama?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. The phone glitched.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. A little louder, Tiffany. So tell us, can you relate how your dinner conversation with your husband led to your journey to Congress?
Yes, absolutely. We were actually up at a Arizona High School rodeo in Prescott, Arizona, and my husband and I went out to dinner without the kids, and I was complaining. Yeah, date night. It started out as a date night. Anyway, we're small business owners. We farm. I've done natural resource law and business law. Anyway, I was complaining to my husband that we didn't have good representation in Arizona 1, that there was unique challenges, that, you know, it was just tougher and tougher to, you know, build businesses, create jobs, our seniors, Social Security, access to healthcare, you name it. And he said, we have to find somebody to run for Congress, and we're going to support this person. We'll do whatever we have to do to get him elected. And he says, I've got the perfect person, but they're never going to run. They are behind the scenes. They're cowards. They don't have the courage to run. And I said, I'm pretty persistent, and I'll get him to run. So who is it? And we will get him to run. And he said, babe, it's you. And I was a little bit shocked. And I said, I can't run for Congress. I'm from rural Arizona. And then the second that came out of my mouth, I thought, oh, my gosh.
What did you just say?
What did I just say? If that's not the whole system of government, that people like the people they represent should be going to the House of Representatives. And then I said, you're a total jerk. I am not a coward. I'm not courageous. And I'm not running for Congress. And so the dinner kind of became less of a date and more of a little bit of a tussle. But, you know, thought about it over time. And, you know, unfortunately, my husband has a habit of being right. And we've been married 30 years. Been, you know, known him since second grade. He's an older man. I met him, you know, he was a third grader when I met him in second grade.
Oh, he was robbing the cradle.
Yeah, he was. And so here we are today. And, you know, it's more important than ever. We do have unique challenges. 2020 has brought those out and made them more extreme. And so I think that, you know, it's time we actually have representation from Arizona, and that, you know, my family has felt the same things that the people here do, dealt with the same things. And, you know, it's a lot more meaningful when you're voting and making policy and you know that, you know, where that rubber hits the road with the people in your district. And, you know, Tom O'Halloran, the press helps him, but, you know, says he's bipartisan, says he's a moderate. But the fact of the matter is he's voting 97% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. And I just don't think she makes a very good congresswoman for Arizona 1.
So the polls are very, very tight. I mean, you're right there neck and neck with them. Talk about the economy, getting folks back to work, empowering and helping small businesses. You're a small business owner. O'Halloran voted against the Trump tax cuts. They benefited the average Arizona family by $1,800. What the heck would lead voters to support somebody who wants to reverse taxes and charge, and probably even more than $1,800 if they do Green New Deal stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that people just didn't know who he was. He says one thing in the district, votes another. He just voted to give California and New York millionaires tax cuts, but had voted against the Trump tax cuts, which helped small business owners, average families, a lot of things. And then right now, you know, the heart of Arizona One is our small business community. And they've been really hurting with this pandemic. I mean, thankfully, the Trump policies of lower regulation, lower taxes put us in a strong spot to start with. But it's been months, and it's been 5 months since the CARES Act was passed. And he's coming into the district saying, well, I voted for the HEROES Act. It's Republicans that are stopping this. But let me tell you why Republicans didn't vote for the HEROES Act. It provided giving $1,200 direct payments to illegal aliens, releasing violent criminals out of prison early, not shifting $600 million away from police grants.
Right.
You know, it just goes on and on, just things that would be just terrible. And so, you know, those are not good things. If I think it's really important right now that anything stimulus needs to go to the people who actually need it, not just be a socialist wish list.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, on the salt tax, that's the rich guys' deduction that Republicans ended with the Trump tax cuts. I mean, it is unbelievable that a guy who represents rural Arizona would want to reverse that, give these huge benefits. I mean, actually, the salt tax deduction was one of the main sort of stumbling blocks, you know, to getting the Trump tax cuts done. We needed that kind of additional taxes in order to make everything balance out. Now he wants to go back to that. He's obviously voted for it, and he wants to defund the police. He wants to give stimulus checks to illegals. And do all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, does he know who he represents in CD1?
Well, he represents Nancy Pelosi. I don't think that we're much of a thought. And you know, it's kind of funny. They've been running ads against me saying I voted against pre-existing conditions, but I've actually never held office, so right. I don't know how you get a congressional. So people might want to fact check some of those ads. And that's just patently untrue.
Well, they do these sort of system ads where they just, you know, insert a name. It doesn't make any difference whether the facts match up.
Right. And Bruce, here's the thing. We're self-employed, so we had to buy our own insurance. And our daughter, when she was six, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and is still insulin dependent. That's a complete pre-existing condition. I'm a cancer survivor. Under the Affordable Care Act, our insurance dropped us, and our premiums, we were lucky to get insurance for $26,000 a year for a family of five. It's anything but affordable. And so the thought that I would pull the rug out of any other family that had to go through what mine did is absolutely completely ludicrous. There's, you know, I think people can agree you either have a pre-existing condition or you're going to have one. And, you know, this whole thing that they're harping on and saying I voted when I've not been a member of Congress is so strange. But, you know, that's something that we can fix. It's unfortunate, you know, they're using it politically when it's not true. But, you know, hopefully people check it out and check the facts.
Yeah, so this is a very, very tight election. Tiffany needs all the support she can find before the November 3rd election, and probably going after that as well, because there's likely to be a legal fight that goes on for some period of time. The last couple of elections have been pretty close, and I suspect they will be close again this time. Tiffany, I mentioned at the start how inspired I was listening to you when you came down to Tucson last week. And I know I told you earlier I wasn't going to send you any money because I support the RNC like crazy and I just don't have the dough to support every candidate. I am declaring here in this show, later this afternoon when I get home, I'm sending you a check for $500 for your campaign, because you are not just an inspiring candidate, you're somebody who really understands this district and knows what it takes. You're going to, like you said to your husband that night, you know, you're going to work hard for rural Arizona, and your district is like the sixth largest state, I think, in the union. It's as large as Illinois, and It deserves somebody, a hard worker like you, who's going to put their time and their effort and really spend time. Nobody sees Tom O'Halloran here in Southern Arizona, and I think you're going to make a great, great U.S. congressman.
And thank you so much for that support. Every dollar is going to voter contact at this point. And, you know, ads for radio, we're up on, I think, 40 rural radio. And we just got back from Page, have been spending a lot of time on the Navajo Nation. My husband and children are actually Native American.
That's right.
And so we've dealt with a lot of the tribal issues, Indian health care. My family goes to Indian health care. And so, you know, those issues are important to me. But, you know, I can promise you one thing, Bruce. I'll always put Arizona first. I mean, this is the state I love. This is the state I've raised my family and built my businesses in. And to be perfectly honest with you, this is the state my bones will be buried in. Mm. And I want to see it prosper. There's no better people. And, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's put in, I think, almost $8 million for Tom O'Halloran.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Against me. But here's the thing, Bruce. He can have her and her $8 million because I have the people of CD1, and there's no people I trust more with the future of our country than the people of Arizona and the people of Arizona 1.
Well, Tiffany Shedd, thanks for coming on the show. We're going to have you on once before the election happens on the 3rd. Give to Tiffany. Tiffany, one more time, your website address.
ShedForCongress.com, SHEDDFOR, Congress.com.
Tiffany, thanks for coming on the show.